Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Chickies and Pizza in South Philadelphia, the site of a Marks and Reese show the day after, well, one of the worst losses of recent memory, Johnny Marks and Ike Reese. Well, Ike, we were expecting a competitive game. That lasted for almost the first quarter, or half the first quarter. What's up, brother?
What's up there, Johnny Marks?
The look on Ike's face right now.
Man. Yeah, that was a tough one yesterday, man. Just a tough one yesterday. It was almost so bad that by the time it was over, it wasn't as painful.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, it was a weird game yesterday, and I think we came into the game a little fearful, a little hopeful, you know, and that lasted, you know, until it was 17-0. I believe when it got to be 17-0, the writing was on the wall from that point on. And so it really was just how bad was it going to be and was it going to get throughout the rest of the day. And it got pretty bad. It got pretty bad. You know, Carson Wentz played the worst game of his career. It's really been the worst football game I can remember since probably Chips last year. You know, those,
the Tampa game,
yeah, those
the
back-to-back
Detroit
weeks.
Game.
Yeah, yeah, that little stretch run right there. Yesterday felt like that. It felt like that.
Well, they just felt outclassed when you went out there. I mean, they just had no chance.
Yeah.
That's how I felt watching the game. I mean, you're right. Actually, the 48-7 final score, Ike, I don't even think that it felt worse than 48-7, honestly.
Yeah.
They could have, if they wanted to score a 60-burger, they could have.
Yeah, and I don't think it really would have mattered.
Nope.
Yeah, I don't think it really would have mattered. The Eagles weren't in this game yesterday. They didn't do anything right from the beginning. And you know what? This is one of those games that, you know, people, Vin, I've listened. I've got a chance to listen to people all day. Got a chance to just sit back and look at Twitter and get some amusement out of that. It really has helped me to not take this as hard of a loss as some people has. There are some people that are upset. There are some people that are mad today, and I get it. It's frustrating. It's been a frustrating year. But, you know, to me, yesterday's game ought to be easy for these players and coaches to swallow because you can't be much worse than they were yesterday.
Then losing 24-23 and giving up a big play late.
Yeah.
Well, the offense couldn't do anything. We saw that. The defense literally didn't have any chance. This is before the injuries. But now there's even more injuries. Sidney Jones week to week. Jordan Hicks week to week, i.e. probably not playing against the Giants, right? Get used to seeing Crevion Bell running around out there, Ike.
Yeah, I mean, listen, that's what's going on with the team. And I think that's kind of allowed me a little back door to not be as down about what's going on either. I mean, listen, if this was a team that was fully equipped and they just couldn't beat some of these teams, I think I'd be a little more disheartened. But listen, they're going in these games undermanned, and they went up against a machine yesterday. They went up against the best team in football, arguably, yesterday. And so we saw what happened. I mean, we saw what happened yesterday.
Well, I mean, the defense is one thing, but I think what – and I'm not mad today. It's more of a concern, concern for the future. I mean, forget about this year. People are going to say, I walked in here today and TK was like, well, if they win their next three games. Yeah, if they win the next three games, we're going to feel different. But they got to win the next three games. And watching this team right now.
How about win one game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about beating the Giants
next
week? But here's what I learned about Carson Wentz. He's a lot like a lot of other good quarterbacks in this league. When everything is in disarray around him, he struggles. He's still a young quarterback. This is only his third year in the league. And when pressure's around him, when there's poor planning and play calling. The defense is struggling. The O-line, injuries. When the team's struggling, he's not picking up for everybody else around him. He's no confidence. You can see it on his face when he's out there. He's suffering from a lack of confidence. And that's why I look to Doug. This is no doubt a Doug and Carson production, but this is Doug is the guy. Doug's the guy that needs to put his arm around him and make him feel comfortable. Doug did it with Nick. Doug's not doing it this year with Carson. It's not working. He's trying.
Well, he also had a better supporting cast. Nick did. I mean, as much as people want to ignore that, that's factual.
Okay,
he had a better supporting cast, and not only that, they were playing better. They were playing better.
Well, I agree. The team around them is playing better. The defense is what it is. But to win yesterday, you had to go tick for tack, and they had no chance of doing that. Mm-hmm. And if I'm looking at offensive line, yes. Running game, yes. All the above. But it's Doug and Carson. And in this point, yesterday's game, I look at Doug. There's just too many weeks of things just being weird and not making sense and not being productive. And you're always going to put it on the quarterback, but I have to put it on Doug. You know, what's the bigger issue? You know, why is Carson still in the game even anywhere in the fourth quarter outside of that first drive in the fourth quarter? What's he still doing in the game? What is Doug thinking? He throws two interceptions.
He wants to score?
Why? The game was over. The risk-reward. What's the reward? You're going to score meaningless points. What's the risk? You're going to kill this kid's confidence or he's going to get hurt.
Well, neither happened.
He threw two interceptions in the game.
Yeah.
He has no confidence.
That killed my fantasy.
Oh, he hurt you?
Yeah. Along with everything else he did yesterday.
Carson's forcing the ball, thinking too much. Mm-hmm. Doug, this is what Doug did last year. He got Nick out of whatever he was going on with him. That was confidence. A lot of that was mental.
Yeah, but here's the thing. He just mentioned Carson being in his third year. You know, Nick was in, what, his seventh year last year?
Sure. Right? Yeah, something like that, yeah.
His seventh year? Mm-hmm. That's a lot more experience. A lot more experience with a lot more help around him. It's a lot easier to get Nick into a rhythm. It's a lot easier to do. Listen, there's been a lot of talk today about Carson Wentz and the future with Carson Wentz and all of this yada, yada, yada. Man, listen, when you find someone better, let me know. Let me know. We can comb through his play. We can comb through his accuracy. We can comb through his footwork. We can comb through his where he's going with the football late in games. We can comb through all of that stuff. When you find a better option, let me know. Let me know, because we're gonna sink or swim with this kid, and I'm ready to hitch my wagon to him. Pun intended.
To the Wentz wagon.
Yes. I'm ready to hitch mine to him.
But
he's going through a rough patch.
He is.
That's what he's going through. He's going through a rough patch. And I'm not worried about him because I know he'll continue to fight his way through it. You're not going to shake his confidence. You're not going to make him start doubting himself. You know, he's not going to shrivel up all of a sudden. That's not going to happen. So he'll fight through it. They'll continue to try to work through this. And they'll get back out there next week, and we'll see what they can do. We'll see what they can do. But this idea of questioning whether or not this is the right guy moving forward, I think is the most ridiculous thing I've heard around here in a long time. I mean, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
I agree with you.
Like it's not even a question. Should Nick Foles be playing? I've heard all kind of stuff. Well, I don't know where these fans come from. You know, the ones that somehow, when things start to go wrong, everybody's ready to abandon ship. Everybody's ready. These are the ones that are the most vocal. These are the loudest ones. I don't know where these people come from. I don't know. I really don't. I don't know. But what I do know is that the people that are with this team, good, bad, and ugly, they seem to get a little quiet too.
Yeah.
And then we let these knee-jerk Art of the Takesmen. Yeah, I'm calling all you Art of the Takesmen out.
Well, I got a name for them.
All of you. Hold on, you're one of them.
No. Hot Take Society.
Yes.
I'm not a member of the Hot Take Society.
You're one of the Hot Takes. Well, Teeks, is he Hot Takes or what?
Well, wait, listen to my hot take today.
What?
All right?
Yeah.
I long term with this team?
Yeah. What are we doing? Are we benching Carson? We're benching him.
Just because I have the courage to criticize the young man when he deserves to be criticized today, he deserves to be criticized for his play. But long term, I have a lot of other issues that I'm worried about than Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz is going to be just fine.
Exactly.
Carson Wentz, I heard Spike doing his little sports minute earlier where he's saying you better think long and hard about signing him long term.
I'm talking to my boss. Yes, I'm talking to Spike Eskin and Joe Giglio.
He's the leader of the Hot Take Society.
And Joe DeCamera. I'm talking to all these guys. With all this doubt about Carson Wentz and what he is moving forward. Are you kidding me?
Well, here's the thing. I don't think Carson Wentz alone is good enough just to you come out. Like next year, for instance.
Yeah.
I worry about next year as a whole, as a team, as what is this team next year. If they continue to struggle down the stretch, is how we say, you know what? We're going to have to rebuild this anyway, so let's do it right now. The team's not good enough around them.
Yeah.
And the head coach hasn't been good enough around them, Mike.
Well, I mean, listen, he can only coach what he has to coach, right?
Oh, man. So you.
That's all he can do.
No. How about this? He has done a poor job with this team this year. A poor job.
Okay.
Look at the results, the messaging. How many points have they scored in the first quarter? Again, they come out struggling again.
Got it.
His quarterback is scared to death out there. Not scared to death. I don't want to say that. His quarterback is confused out there. Okay. Doug has done a poor job this year, and I worry about that going forward.
Okay.
888-729-9494. 888-729-9494.
I, on the other hand, I'm unbothered. I really am. Now, what we need to do eventually is get to rebuilding this team. That's what you worry about, but it's a little bit too early to go down that road. You know, you can have Aaron Rodgers all you want to, but if you don't have someone that can put a team around him, then it doesn't matter. So I've seen Philip Rivers' career. I've seen great quarterbacks, right? So it's once this window has shut on this particular team and you move to rebuild around Carson Wentz, which is exactly what they will and should do when you have a franchise, capital F, quarterback like we have in Carson Wentz, now it becomes the team you put around him. That's what it becomes. The team you put around him. The offensive line you build in front of him. The weapons you give him to play with. Right? And then it becomes managing him, coaching the game.
Well, it's going
to
be.
That's where Doug comes into play. I find it hard to believe all of a sudden these dudes don't know how to play football anymore. They don't know how to coach anymore. See, it's the same team, right?
And what is it?
They just aren't playing well. I don't know why.
Oh, they're definitely not playing well, for sure.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Doug seems
to. There's a number of reasons, but, you know, people like yourself, you'll classify them as excuses, so you don't really want to hear them.
Oh, I love excuses. Yeah. I'll write them down next to my Wentz excuses from last week. Hold on a second.
I can give you, you know, certain explanations for why things are going that way, but they come off as excuses.
Yep.
I don't know why, you know. Yesterday, they lost to a better team yesterday.
Absolutely.
Just chalk it up, folks.
The only way that they would have stayed in the game yesterday was if they were just going pretty much back and forth, which just it seems it's not good enough to do that.
Did we run the ball enough?
Let me check. Hey, Josh Adams had the hot hand, man.
Hey, man.
And let me bring this up because this is where I got ticked off yesterday. The only chance that they really had, they had that impressive touchdown drive to make it 17-7. Then they were driving. They were 3rd and 3 at the 46, and Carson got sacked. Pretty much had no chance on the play. I didn't see the play again.
Yeah, play got to come out quick. Ball got to come out quick. Can't run play action there.
Is that a bad play call?
It's a bad play call, yeah. In my opinion. Yeah, it's a bad play call.
I roll him maybe a little bit to his right.
Well, anything that doesn't cause him to have to go through play action on 3rd and long when we don't have any type of running back.
Carson had no chance
any type of running game. So by the time he looks up, he has the rushers right there in his face.
And Wisniewski, I guess it was some type of projection. He let the guy run right by him.
Yep.
So Carson had no chance on that. Believe me, I'm watching the same game that everybody else is.
That killed the momentum.
They had momentum.
Yeah.
Though. They were driving. That's 17-14.
You got a rare 3-and-out right there against the the Saints have 10 3-and-outs all year long.
All year. Nice drive, 17-7, 3-and-out, and then they're driving.
Yeah.
They did it with some runs, too, Ike.
Yeah, I mean, they had a little bit of rhythm going there. I didn't like the play call there.
I did not either.
Yeah, I didn't like the play call.
Seems to be a trend with your boy Doug, the play call.
Oh, come on, man.
888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. Carson's going to get criticized, and he should. But the CEO of this team is the one that I'm looking at today, Ike.
Dougie Fresh.
Doug Peterson.
Yeah, I mean, listen, yep. When you're the head coach, hey, it comes. It's part of the territory. It's part of it, man.
And there's a lot of different things that I don't understand, and we'll talk about them coming up. Jason Kelce, Doug answered the question like, oh, yeah, Kelsey's fine. He was out the whole game. But he answered it like, oh, yeah, no, Kelsey's fine.
Yeah, ball.
Yeah. 888-729-9494. We're live at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Your reaction.
Whew.
Forget about the rest of this year.
This is a bad weekend.
I'm worried about long term, and it doesn't have to do with Carson. 888-729-9494, Marks and Reese. It was a bad weekend.
It was, man.
Do not go anywhere. We're back right after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.